Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us again for The Daily Dose. My name is Spencer Osborne, and I'm the pastor of the high school ministry out at the Fallbrook campus. Really excited to be doing The Dose with you today and kind of following along with this theme of taming the tongue. And this comes down to self-control, and today I want to be focusing in on primarily the spirit of criticism, because a lot of times we use our words in a critical spirit to tear other people down, and sometimes it's without even knowing it. And if we understand the greatest law in Scripture, as told in Galatians 5, 14 through 15, it says, the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. And it's talking about a critical spirit. It's talking about the danger of being critical towards others. And we don't like to think that we ourselves are capable of being overcritical of other people, because I think a critical spirit is really difficult to identify in the mirror. Because we love to judge ourselves by our intentions, but we're quick to judge others by their actions. But our words, the language that we use, matters. The language that we use has power, and it has the power to either build up, but also the power to destroy. In Proverbs 12:18, it says, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the words of the wise bring healing. So what kind of words are you using on a daily basis? Is your language keeping you from intimacy in your marriage? Is your language causing distance between you and your kids? Is it causing a rift between you and your coworkers or your friends in your community? How are your words affecting the relationships in your life? Now, I don't know about you, but I have never met a critical person that I wanted to emulate. I have never met a person with a critical spirit that I wanted to be like. So what's the language that you're using? Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwelcome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. You have no idea how much your words of criticism can be affecting somebody negatively. But at the same time, you have no idea how even a single word of encouragement can completely turn around somebody's day. There have been plenty of times for me, whether it's in ministry or otherwise, where I could be having an absolutely rotten day. Just things aren't quite going the way that I want them to. I'm getting into arguments with people, and things just aren't panning out the way I thought they would. You've been there. You've had that day. And all it takes is somebody encouraging. Sometimes it's just a simple sentence, as a simple encouragement, but that's all it takes to completely lift your spirits. You've probably felt that before. Consider that. If your words are powerful enough to tear somebody down, you can bet they're powerful enough to build someone up. So how are you going to use your language today? How are you going to use your words to either tear somebody down or build them up? Thanks for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you next time.